It's the largest construction site in Europe. 100,000 men and 500 companies are working round the clock. They're building hotels, skating rinks, and ski jumps for next year's Winter Olympics in Sochi on Russia's Black Sea coast. After Russian President Vladimir Putin declared the construction would meet the deadlines for the February Olympics, fireworks greeted the president's progress report. Oleg Krashenko manages the Bolshoi Ice Dome, a completed rink.
We want to show that even here, in the south of Russia, you can have the Winter Olympics.
But there's a price to pay. At $51 billion, the Sochi Olympics will be the most expensive in the history of the Games. They're running five times over the budget of 6 years ago, and will cost almost six times as much as the last Winter Olympics in Vancouver. Vladimir Kimaev is an environmentalist. He says the Kremlin is wasting money on a prestige project that will last 2 weeks.
Is it normal for state money to be spent on facilities that will not be needed in the future? New information says that the ski jump will be completely removed.
Kimaev and others say much of the $51 billion has disappeared as a result of corruption. He looks at the 48-kilometer road and rail link between the skating rinks on the Black Sea and the snow venues in the Caucasus Mountains.
It costs the Mars project about $2.5 billion to fly to Mars. The road to Krasnaya Poliana costs from $7.5 to $10 billion, so it's actually like a road of gold.
Semyon Simonov, a labor lawyer in Sochi, says many contractors have cheated Central Asian construction workers.
Very often when employers hire foreign workers, they take the documents supposedly to give them work permits, but in actuality they don't process them, and therefore these people are here illegally and can be sent away at any moment.
In a report for Human Rights Watch, Simonov cited dozens of cases of Olympic employers shortchanging immigrant workers. Hussein Karimovich is a construction worker from Uzbekistan.
10 people would work during the day and 10 people would work at night. That's how they organized it, so the ski jump could be finished faster.
He says that when the work was finished, the contractor disappeared, leaving $6,500 in unpaid wages. But with the one-year countdown now underway, the Kremlin is hoping that hoopla and excitement will carry the day in February when Russia hosts its first Winter Olympic Games. James Brook, VOA News, Sochi.